From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Linda Evans reading The Mirror by Marlis Milheiser. Now let's begin with the mirror. Backward. The mirror was old. It had been old when Captain Bennett of the Mary Dolphin found it in the hotel after his passengers disembarked in San Francisco Bay. The glass was grainy even then, and reflected the light of the ship's lantern in coarse undulations. Captain Bennett brought it to his cabin in case the owner should inquire of it, thinking that if the owner did not, he'd have to pitch it overboard. The stench of the Oriental horde that overran his vessel on the return voyage still clung to his nostrils, and he saw little possible value in any of their belongings. That night, after a particularly violent electrical storm, certain members of the crew returned from carousing on the waterfront to find the good captain dead on the floor of his cabin. A busy and perplexed doctor termed the cause of death apoplexy because of the profusion of blood under the skin of the face and the protrusion of the eyeballs. The distressed widow did not share her husband's distaste for things Oriental and took the mirror into her home as a memento of the captain's last voyage. She soon succumbed, however, to a strange malaise of the mind that convinced her she was not herself but someone else, and she had to be removed to a place where she could be properly looked after and restrained. The mirror, a full-length looking-glass that stood on its own base, remained for some years in her dark and shuttered parlor until the house was sold. It was then to be found, among other items of questionable origin, in the dingy shop of one Edwin C. Pennypacker. The night after Mr. Pennypacker, for unknown reasons, hanged himself from the rafters of his storeroom, hoodlums broke.